It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Beverly Martinez. She's the preschool coordinator for Carbon School District. And believe it or not, it is time to start talking about enrollment for this fall, as well as some new core programs that are coming down from the state. And do you think your kid maybe, you know, is having some problems developing, and they can help you with that as well? We're going to get into it right now. Beverly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, it's great to be here, Dave.
So let's start talking about the fact that this is something to me that is relatively new. I know they've offered a preschool for quite a while, but the district has preschools, and you've got to, you know, get enrolled and get ready for them and things like that. But I did not know about that. So let's talk about the preschool program in itself just really quickly.
Sure. We have preschool at Sally Morrow, Creekview, Wellington, and Bruin Point. We do charge tuition. The state does not fund preschool, so we do charge tuition. It's $50 a month for the 3-year-old class and $70 a month for the 4-year-old class.
And if someone is interested, they just need to get a hold of you at Castle Valley Center. That's where your office is, correct?
Yes, they can call me at Castle Valley Center, 637-9150. And this time of year, parents sometimes aren't thinking about preschool yet. But we actually do our full enrollment in March, and then sometimes I will have parents call in April or May, and some of the preschools are full, and then they're disappointed that their child didn't get a slot. So do call me now if you do want a slot in the preschool for next year for your child.
Because, yeah, as you were saying, they do fill up, and they fill up fast.
They do fill up, yes.
Okay, so let's talk about core standards for preschools that just came down from the state this year.
Okay, we had, I actually was on the committee to write the new core standards up at the State Board of Education. And they just provide guidance for preschool teachers about what are the best things to teach so a child will be ready for kindergarten. And a lot of those things are some pre-academic kinds of things that, you know, you typically would think of for preschool, like knowing some letters, being able to count. But there's also a huge component in social competence and how to function as a member of a class and how to get along with other kids. So preschool spends a lot of time building background knowledge, helping kids develop those social skills that are so critical if you're going to be successful long term. And we think some of the best things a kid learns in preschool is if they come out of preschool saying, school is really cool, I like it, and I can do this. I'm a competent little person, and I can do this. This is something I can do.
And that was one thing that I was going to ask you, because, yes, it's about giving them a base in numbers and words and letters and things like that, but it is mostly social, isn't it? Just to get them in and get them acclimated to being with other students and working with teachers and things like that. Is that what you guys are finding?
Yeah, there's definitely a mix of both, and the core standards, the new core standards, really do address all of those areas. So it's important that you don't overlook one or the other. It's important that little kids are well-rounded and kind of have an opportunity to experience both.
Okay. Now, let's get into it just in our little final bit here and talk about development for your children. If you think that maybe your child isn't developing where it should or anything like that, you guys can do some testing and things like that, correct? How do they go about doing that?
Yes, we have professional licensed testing available. I do the testing for developmental delays. And then we have speech pathologists who can test for speech and language delays, which is often fairly common in young children. You might notice that your neighbor's child is talking in full sentences and can tell a story, and your child might just be using single words. And that would maybe indicate a delay in their development, and you might want to get that tested, and we can provide some speech therapy to help them catch up and be ready for kindergarten.
And so if anyone is interested in this testing, what do they need to do? How do they get a hold of you?
You can just call me at the Castle Valley Center, and my number is 637-9150.
Okay. So if you're having questions about your child's development, they have testing. They can take care of that at the Castle Valley Center. Just get a hold of Beverly out there, and she can help you along the way. Beverly, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.